Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women today. We are talking about what it means to connect with the oneness of the universe, and my guest is Rasha. She is a modern-day messenger and author of the spiritual classic Oneness. Rasha awakened to her inner calling as a divine messenger in 1987, and she began a profound dialogue with the universal presence, Oneness, the divinity we all share. Word for word, she transcribed the principles that give us a new level of understanding of the mystery we call life. Her book, Oneness, has sold over 100,000 copies in the U.S. by word of mouth alone and has seven foreign language editions. Her spiritual teachers emerged from within her, and in the years that followed, she was taken step by step through the sacred journey to oneness and through the life-altering changes that are shaking the foundation of today's world. Her teachings are universal and focused on the personal experience of the divinity within each of us. And she's the author of three books, The Calling, Oneness, and her latest book, A Journey to Oneness, A Chronicle of Spiritual Emergence. And her website is www.oneness.website.com, where she's bringing those teachings to the eyes of the world. So welcome, Rasha, to Voices of Women.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here with you today.
Yeah, so it's great to have you. And I have to say, you have this amazing book. It's over 500 pages long. So it is got a lot in it. And we're going to talk about some of that today. But you are a self-described incurable world traveler. I love that. I'm a world traveler, too. And you go back and forth between New Mexico and basically really live in South India. So you spent a good part of the last several years in India, where a lot of the adventures are chronicled in your book. Can you tell us about what drew you to India and creating this book, too?
I guess the real answer to that is destiny. But what drew me there was I initially followed a teacher. I was studying Sanskrit and mantra for the last 20 years and had found an extraordinary teacher who dangled a carrot. There was a mantra I really wanted to learn, and he said I had to come to India in order to learn it because it was extremely long and it was going to take quite a bit of time to learn it. So I took it. I took the bait, and I went, and I fell in love with India. It took me a long time to realize that that's where I would like to live for an extended period of time. Of course, it starts with a visit, and then you go back for a second visit. My second visit, I thought, was going to be a month or so, and I ended up staying a year. So the rest is history. I live in the south of India in a remarkable place called Tiruvannamalai, and it's made famous by a very powerful mountain called Arunachala, which, according to Hindu mythology, this is the embodiment of Lord Shiva, the essence of Father Consciousness. So I heard these stories, and I thought, well, that's a quaint legend. And then you go check it out, and oh my gosh, it is the most extraordinary place, and it's kind of an international spiritual mecca at this point. People from all over the world will descend on this little town in the middle of Tamil Nadu for the 3 months of winter, and It's a lovely place. It's a beautiful place and a beautiful mountain with walks and lovely nature. And, of course, the extraordinary energy of the mountain.
Well, it sounds amazing. I know I traveled in that area 30 years ago, but I loved it too. And India is a pretty amazing country to visit. It's very, how do you describe it? It's very multifaceted. And I found it one of the most overwhelming countries to travel in as a traveler. There's just so much for your senses.
Yeah, India is, some people consider it an assault to the senses, but I think it's just an enticement to the senses. It's so powerful in every way. There's nothing subtle about India, and I love that.
Yes. Well, so tell us a little bit your journey to oneness. That's your story, and it features the divine wisdom of a source that you refer to as oneness. So let's talk about who is this oneness.
Well, oneness, I mean, some people call this God. Oneness is the divine essence within each of us. And oneness in the collective is the divinity that we share and that co-creates the world that we live in. And all of the incremental levels in between, that is also oneness. And in this journey, you get to taste various levels of that as you're connecting with your own divinity. That's not just a static thing that you key into and that's that. It expands. It becomes deeper. It becomes more. And I documented that in this book over a 7-year period of what happened to me as I was discovering who I really was. But of course, I started off like everyone else, a very material person in a career, and went in a very different direction than I thought I was going to go in. I went on a spiritual path. And it took about 7 years for me to make this journey. All the time, I'm making notes, I'm writing in my computer or my journal, and of course, I had already written the book Oneness, so I had my divine connection, who was kind of like my inner guru, who was giving me advice and guidance all along the way. So I was writing that down too, never dreaming in a million years that anyone would ever read it. These were just my personal writings. And 7 years later, I was told, and oh, by the way, all of those writings, that's going to be the foundation of a book. So I balked. I said, absolutely not. That's my own private writing. So we argued about that for a couple of years, and I finally came to realize the far-reaching gift that I had been entrusted with some of the guidance that is in this volume, and realized that this wasn't just for me. This was for everybody. So it took me an additional 8 years to weave it all together as I was going through the paces of my own journey, which continued. We're talking about starting 15 years ago, and the book ends in 2006. So it's quite a remarkable documentation of what it is like to go on a journey like that. And I didn't whitewash it. I told it like it was, all the doubts and fears, the whole roller coaster of experience, the exaltation of the divine connection, as well as all the moments of questioning and wondering, what am I doing? What is this? Is this real? Have I lost it? All of the things that occurs to all of us who go on this extraordinary adventure. I wrote it all down. So what we have here is a very authentic portrait of what it might be like to go on such an odyssey. And I should say that this is not a template for a spiritual journey. This was my journey. This wasn't necessarily how it's going to go for a reader. It will have a lot of similarities, a basic structure, but we each fill in the blanks with our own experiences and the adventure in the way that we've designed it. Oneness says that no two journeys are alike. Each person is going to do it in their own way. So when you read what I've shared and the guidance that oneness gave me, it will ring true to most people on a lot of profound levels, and yet there will be differences. And people should be prepared for that, that this is not guarded stone. But it's a reference point.
Yes, and we learn from other people's stories. So you sharing,
absolutely.
You know, like you said, it's a gift. It wasn't, you know, you think it's for yourself. And a lot of us have mm-hmm. books inside ourselves that, and it's about sharing our story, the importance of sharing our story. Mm. Because we all learn from that. And it's great that you're saying, and this isn't, because people can read this and go, oh, well, it doesn't happen to me that way. I must not have oneness. I must not have enlightenment. I must not, you know, and yet we all have our own journey that we have
Absolutely.
To go through.
Everybody's going to do it their own way. And the commonality that weaves through it is the guidance that oneness provides for the major peaks and valleys of this experience, what to expect, what's it going to be like. And so you don't get disillusioned or confused. They put it in perspective all along the way and explain, okay, here's what's going on. Here's what it's going to feel like. And don't think that fireworks are going to go off. I had a phrase that had been drummed into my head by a would-be guru I had met in my travels in India. He said, because it was his experience, that there would be an inner explosion, quote-unquote. And I couldn't get that out of my mind, because all along the way, no matter how gorgeous my experiences were, in my interpretation, that inner explosion that I thought was supposed to happen didn't happen. I pictured fireworks, some type of visual phenomenon, which wasn't it at all. And the book goes on to tell a very humorous story in the end when I realized what he had meant years later.
And we can have these expectations, and then that kind of ruins it for us. Well, we're going to need to take a break right now. This is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Rasha.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event. at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Rasha. She's the author of A Journey to Oneness, and so we've been talking about this. I think probably a pretty intense, sounds like a trip, that you went on to oneness. And so there's, you know, and there's so many of us are on this spiritual journey, and sometimes there's a gap between our spiritual understanding and actually experiencing. And can you talk a little bit about that? Because sometimes we feel like something's missing, and then we're envious of someone like you who has this book, who's experienced oneness, and then we go, "Well, I don't have that."
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people have expectations, or people don't know what to expect. They've read a lot of books, they've gone to workshops, they've gone to seminars, and they think that they're supposed to be enlightened at this point. I think what happens after you've given yourself a foundation of understanding where you're going is you want to actually taste it. It's almost like you're sitting there reading the menu and never eating the dinner. Most people have the basis of it, but in order to have these experiences, you want to go from your mind, from the concept of believing it, to the place where you know it from your own experience. And that is a place of heart. So what people will want to do at that point is to develop what they call a spiritual practice. This is otherwise known as sadhana. And this can go any way you want to concoct it, whether you're into meditation, whether you're into mantra, prayer, song, lighting candles, making an altar, however it works for you, whatever it takes to kindle that sense of sacredness, inner sacredness, that's what you do. It's not a paint-by-numbers experience. There's no wrong or right to it. But what you'll want to do is to start doing something that will be an invitation to the divinity within you that's waiting for you to knock on that door. They're not just going to barge in on you and say, "Hi, we're here." It doesn't work like that. You need to extend the invitation of heart in order to connect with that divinity. And when you do, you will be amazed at how direct it is, how simple it can be to just shift into that gear, into a higher octave of your own self, where you know that you have touched into something that there are no words for, something that's holy. And sometimes that touching in can last only a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes at best. Don't expect that you're going to harness it and at that point that you are enlightened. It doesn't work like that. This comes in increments, in tastes. So you get your feet wet, you get comfortable with it, so that next time you are in that mode, it's a little deeper. It lasts a little longer. And so you become acclimated to being in the embrace of those energies, which can get pretty intense as you go. Ultimately, you are able to sustain that focus and that connectedness for a very long period of time. Ultimately, you watch yourself dissolve into it, and you become one with it. And there's no difference between you and that. But that's not going to happen overnight. That it takes practice. Like anything that's worth doing well, you want to get good at it. And that takes practice. So, yes, get good at meditation. Harness your mind. Be able to switch it off at will. Highly recommended. Learn how to meditate. Because that's a tool that you're going to need in the higher levels of this experience, is to be able to switch off your mind and get into your heart, with no mind chatter, that's when it gets to be interesting.
Yes, yeah. And very hard to do because our mind chatter, well, chatters a lot.
But most people do.
Yeah, yeah. And what I've been told, too, is just, you know, okay, thank you for that thought. Move on and just, you know, just it's a practice, you know, just let it go through you because you can't stop it.
Ultimately, you can.
Yeah, ultimately. But in the beginning, you know, it's sort of, yeah, it's a very natural thing to happen because these thoughts come in. And so instead of fighting it, just like, okay, that was a nice thought. And back to focusing and, you know, just like you say, to keep at it. And so that's the sense of, and so I'm wondering about how you actually how you really can feel that you're connected to this inner divine essence, what you call oneness.
When it happens, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's a feeling. It's a feeling of absolute peace, inner peace. It's not a rocket necessarily, although there may be moments of that too. But when you are in that, there's a sense of inner stillness and well-being that you just can't describe. And it's a feeling in your heart area. There's a glow inside. That's how you know. This is not about hearing voices. This is not about channeling or anything else that is otherworldly. This is about opening a door within you to something that is not other than what you are. It's you. It's just a higher octave of you. And there are very definite clues in these books, particularly in the book Oneness, which is an absolute manual to how to do this and how to do this well. There is a methodology to how to do this. It's not just a matter of giving up your story. And no guru is going to do this for you in a weekend by flipping your switch. It doesn't work like that. This is a systematic peeling back the layers of who you think you are, dealing with your repressed emotions, letting things go, really looking at the way you react to the prompts of life, the knee-jerk reactions we all have to the triggers that life gives us, and to realize that we have choices, that sometimes when we react in what we think is the natural way, we're actually fueling the fire and inviting more of the same. So it's also a reprogramming of your own response mechanism. And this is all keyed into emotions and letting go of energies that are keeping you grounded. It's a huge field of understanding that we've been gifted with in these two books that I transcribed. I could never have written it. I was not that smart. There is no way. But Oneness wanted us to know this. So I took it down like a secretary taking dictation over the course of years. And then while I was writing the book Oneness, I was living my own life and going through my own hurdles and writing that down too, and all the guidance I was getting personally. So altogether about 3,000 pages were distilled into these two books that are calculated to really take you by the hand and ease your way through this often tumultuous journey that some of us decide to go on, to make it a little easier, a little less confusing.
So, yes, and so we've talked about this roller coaster and you know, and the emotions. So there's a lot of personal upheaval and change going on. People are really feeling quite overwhelmed, lives upside down.
Yes.
For some people, things seem to be falling apart. We're going through economics, we're, you know, finding work. But from this higher perspective, can you tell us what's actually going on and how do we ride through this level of change?
Well, the change is not necessarily a bad thing. We think we know how it's supposed to go. We go to school, they tell us how to play the game of life, we play by the rules, and somehow it doesn't work. And then we think, well, what did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong at all. What you did is you allowed yourself to get off the train because there is a whole other category of experience that's possible on the menu of life. You don't necessarily have to choose that, but you could. And so what happens to some of us is life shakes you up. It absolutely hits you over the head with a 2x4, and says, okay, this is not working. You are going through the motions of life like a robot. Want to try something new? And you see that it's an opportunity to get into another mode of humanness, to do something else than what you thought you would be doing with your life. And had everything gone perfectly, you would be happily putting one foot in front of the other and doing what you thought you were supposed to do. So that, I've come to understand, is why for some people, life seems to be falling apart. In fact, life is giving you an opportunity to reassess what it is you want to do with the time you have on this planet, and to be able to find out, in fact, who you really are, not just to believe it, but to know it. That's happening.
And we have these, you know, getting hit on the head by a 2x4. It's like, there have been messages before, but if we don't hear them and pay attention to them, then the 2x4 comes. But even for yourself, in your book, you talk about, you know, for you, was this, you know, everything fell apart. Were you bankrupt?
Oh, my God, everything.
Yeah. And so you had to recreate your life.
Relationship went out the window. My company, which was at first very successful, went straight down, lost everything. There was corporate piracy. I was betrayed. It was just a complete drama, a big nightmare. In addition to that, virtually everyone in my family passed away in a short period of time. My parents, my brother, the grandparents, aunts and uncles, one after the other. It was just completely, completely devastating. So what happened to me was extreme, and I realized afterwards that my whole sense of who I was, my sense of identity, had been based on all of these external things, all of the things outside of myself. I was a successful entrepreneur. I was a mother. I was a daughter. I was, I had a home in this place. When all of that is taken away, you really take a good look at who you are. At who you believe yourself to be.
Yes,
and
you have to.
But you're none of those things.
Yes.
All of those labels.
And we have to come back to that. I'm sorry to interrupt you,
but
it's a good point to interrupt. And this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and hear more of Rasha's story.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. And that was our Woman Wisdom song, our theme song, and we're just in the throes of planning our 22nd conference. It's going to be February 13th to the 17th. And our theme is, which I love, is The New Paradigm, Riding the Wave of Heart. And we've been talking a little bit about heart today with Raja. But Raja, first, I would love for you to give your contact information, your website, where people can find your book, and the things that you offer people on your website.
Wonderful. It's onenesswebsite.com, which is easy to remember, onenesswebsite.com. There you can sign up for two different email series, absolutely free. We're not selling anything. It's a gift of quotations, the very best quotations from the book Oneness, and gorgeous photographs. And you'll receive that two or three times a week. That's one of the email series. The other one is an audio email series called A Moment of Oneness, where you can close your eyes and hear 1 minute from the audio book, the very most powerful paragraphs from the book Oneness. There's 171 of those in the series, and it'll last about 6 months. You'll get it maybe twice a week for about 6 months. Incredibly powerful. There is also a beautiful meditation CD that you can get, which is calculated to take you right into the heart. These are recent transmissions from Oneness, and it's set to the music of Jim Oliver, who's a very famous composer of meditation and healing music, massage music. That's another incredible tool that you can either have sent to you, or you can download it. It's available as a digital download too, as is the audio book. And there are three wonderful books available there. A Journey to Oneness, which is brand new, we've been talking about. The classic spiritual book, Oneness, and also The Calling, which I wrote a long, long time ago, but it's a treasure. It's a beautiful book, too. So do visit website oneness website.com and see what's there for you. There's some lovely things to choose from.
Right, and you also have a Flash movie called Oneness, the movie, and that's mm-hmm. had quite a few views on YouTube. So you can find that, probably just type in
120,000. It's had about 120,000
yes.
views.
Yeah. So just type in Oneness, the movie, on YouTube, and you could probably find it.
We also have a Facebook page, I should tell you. It's oneness.through.rasha. Facebook, it's facebook.com/oneness.through.rasha.
Okay.
And there's all sorts of nice goodies and quotations and beautiful pictures on there, too. So please visit.
Okay. So we were talking about, you were going through like all the loss that you had in your life and how that just, that really shook you up and, you know, turned life upside down for you, and mm-hmm. about who you were and then having to take, you know, step by step to recreate who you really are. What steps did you take to get yourself out of that situation?
Well, what happens when you get to have the rug pulled out from you like that is you start asking the big questions. Like, what's going on, and most basically, who am I really? Because when all the frames of reference, which are all external, are taken away, sometimes instinctively you turn inward, and that's what happened to me. I intensified my spiritual practice. I really went into an intensive self-search period after all of that loss, and moved into Grandpa's condo in an old age home, actually, in South Florida, which was all there was available to me. It enabled me to really withdraw from the world. And I did a lot of emotional release work and all sorts of therapies in order to get in touch with what I had buried, all of the feelings that were too painful to face. I really worked on it. I did the work. And at the same time, I had started to connect with oneness and transcribe all of these spiritual principles. So that was going on simultaneously for me. I know everybody is not going to be transcribing the words of oneness when they're going on this spiritual journey. But for me, it was very intense and compounded because of that. That was happening too. So that was the catalyst that really took my life in a very different direction. And gradually, over the course of 7 years, I went on quite a journey that took me to India. And extraordinary adventures with teachers and gurus and that helped me to peel back the layers of all of the illusion of what I thought was going on with me, to discover, to really touch into something incredibly precious, incredibly real, that I discovered was not any different from who I really was. It was just taking it to a much higher vantage point. So you're still you when this happens. You're not somebody else. You're still you, but you're looking at life through a very different lens. You're seeing things very differently. And what's exciting about these times is this is very accessible to all of us because of the energies that are surrounding us right now on the planet. You know, everything is very accelerated. And it might have taken centuries, lifetimes, to be able to make the quantum leaps in consciousness that we can do maybe in a decade in these times because we've been given the gift of the energies that support these transformations. We don't have to necessarily isolate ourselves and be in a cave in the Himalayas in order to go on this trip. We can do this with grace, in a much more human way, not quite so rough as it used to be, to go on an intense spiritual journey and really have the result that you would pray for.
So, yes, and you talked before too that about the you were talking about the energies and all our emotions and how they can hold us back, and you've went through that experience of looking at them, and so how do we know when our energies are standing in the way of creating the life that we really want to be living? And I know the steps you'll talk again about, well, meditation, because that's what you said before, but it's really recognizing those energies and the emotions that are holding us back.
Well, you start by taking a look at what's going on in your life, and you'll notice that for so many people, it's the same story over and over and over again. It's the same old thing. Oneness calls this your life theme. These are categories of experience that are repeat performances. If you call a time out on it and get past the details of the experience itself and start probing it for what category of emotion should I be feeling when this happens, then you'll start to see what's really going on. Because all of this is symbolism. All of these repeat experiences that we all have are symbolic to help us. It's a trigger to get us in touch with repressed energy, repressed emotion that may be too intense to even look at. So we delude ourselves into thinking it's handled. Or, you know, we sweep it under the rug, we're in denial about it. However you want to phrase it, we are not facing the main things in our life, which are emotional. When we start to recognize, hey, that's an anger trigger, or, oh my God, that's the sadness, but it's too painful, I don't let myself feel it, then you know what you're here to work on. And
yes,
you start to condition yourself to respond in ways that will release this repressed energy without inviting more of the same. So you don't want to fuel the fire.
Yeah, it's really paying attention to those. Well, this is Christina's on Voices of Women. We're going to come back and continue the conversation with Rasha, author of A Journey to Oneness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Rasha today, who's the author of A Journey to Oneness. And so, Rasha, we were just talking about taking these spiritual steps. But one of the things that people do is think they need to follow a guru, or there are these gurus out there, and you kind of go, "Whoa, there's so much out there." And how do you, you can really be swept away going down a wrong path. You have to discern. Tell us a little bit about what you know about that.
Well, I've been exposed to the full gamut, I think, having lived in India and having explored a number of these paths. But ultimately, what you're looking for is within you. You don't need anybody's permission to be who you are. There was a wonderful quote, I think it was from Osho, that a guru is like a finger pointing at the moon. You don't worship the finger. You don't give your power away. The moon is what is within you. The guru can push you in the direction and say, that's where you're shooting for. That's where you're headed. But you don't require somebody to take you by the hand necessarily in order to have the exalted experiences that you would want to have. This is your God-given birthright. So I would say, be aware. Spiritual discernment is a key word. You have to ask yourself, how does it feel? If there are anything that come up that you instinctively feel are not quite right, do your homework. Google anyone you may be considering as a spiritual teacher, and do it thoroughly to see what other people may have to say about that person. Because we know there's a lot of stuff out there. And a lot of it is what I call a spiritual circus. It is a lot of opportunism. Everything isn't exactly what it's cracked up to be. So especially as Western spiritual seekers, I would say we need to become spiritually street smart. We need to be very careful who we give our power to. And it's not necessary to put yourself on a platter and put it at the feet of some guru just because he has a commanding presence and other people are doing it. It's not necessarily what's in the highest and best for you. I would say, does this wisdom touch your heart? Does it ring true? Is this somebody whose principles are high? Is this somebody who instinctively you can respect? Or is there a lot of dubious stuff going on? If there is, you may want to question it. And I think what's extraordinary about the teachings of oneness is this is the path of self-empowerment. The strength is within you. Ultimately, where you're going is within you. This is not about a religion. This is not about worshiping anything that is out there or outside, be it a spiritual hierarchy or a guru. This is about you getting quiet and you tuning inward to the sacred space, the holiness that is within you. You don't need to do this in a group. You don't need to sign up for an expensive workshop in order to do this. You need to switch off the cell phone and put a do not disturb on your door and go there, go to that space, be in the silence, study meditation, highly recommended. It's a real power tool. And get in touch with the repressed feelings inside. Really study these books, especially the book Oneness and the book Journey to Oneness, which I just wrote, which really takes it light years beyond where the first book went. And then paint your own masterpiece of your journey. Do it your own way. That's your right. And anyone who tells you that there's only one way to do it is really not telling you the truth. There are any number of ways to get to the peak of the mountain. It's a matter of what feels right for you, what feels good. So you don't go down a spiritual path because you feel you should. You do it because it feels right, it feels safe. Your solar plexus isn't getting stimulated in the process and saying, oh my God, this is scary. If you have any feelings like that, run. That's what I
mean. Or I've heard, too, if your ego is attacked, to run away.
Absolutely. Although, you know, a good guru will rattle your cage. He'll shake you up.
Oh, yeah.
He'll put you under a magnifying glass, but not in a way that is degrading. If you're being disrespected, question it, I would say. There are some wonderful teachers out there, but there's also a whole load of other kinds of stuff that may not be nourishing, that may not be in your highest interests. So, yeah, do your homework. Again, Google anyone who you may seriously be considering as a teacher and see what others are saying about that teacher before you jump in and give them your heart.
Right. And you even have to discern there, because some people will write very negative things about people who are good people because they've had they've taken something very personally.
But you read it all. Read the full spectrum.
Yeah, the full spectrum. Exactly. Exactly.
And see what, you know, in general, people are saying before you give your power away. It's a huge subject.
Yes, and very important to be aware of and to be touch in. When are you giving your power away? What does it feel like? So you need to know for yourself what it feels like. Oh, I just gave my power away. Then, because that's a real clue, but you got to know what that feels like.
Well, you want to be aligning yourself with somebody who's walking their talk.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
who you can respect. Not somebody who's saying one thing and involved in all sorts of scandals and garbage, which goes on in India constantly. So you're looking for somebody who is exalted, who is in God-connectedness, who's living it, who is a real spiritual being, not somebody who's spouting philosophy. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference. So you become wise in the process. Ultimately, you go on the trip and you become that. That's the opportunity.
Yeah. And it's your journey, so it's an internal journey. It's not putting it out there, to follow somebody else. It's following your who you are. Well, thank you so much, Rasha, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be here.
Yeah. I want to check out Rasha's book, Journey to Oneness, and visit her website, www.onenesswebsite.com. I'd like to leave with everyone with this thought today and take a look at how you can develop a deeper sense of spiritual connection and meaning in your life. What step can you take now to bring yourself closer to living the life you'd really like to be living? So I want to remind everyone you can sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. We are still in our conference presenter search. The deadline was August 1st, but we know a lot of people are gone and busy during the summer months. So if you need an extension, the information is on the website. Just click and look for Conference 2014. Just email us that you need an extension and email wow@womenofwisdom.org. And we also have a call for musicians and artists, and that deadline is September 1st. Again, email us. And also want to remind people about my book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, which is an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book. And it's a great book to inspire your life about the divine feminine from many different voices and art and poetry. And you can purchase that on our website, womenofwisdom.org. And, of course, there's always Amazon. So next week I'll be interviewing Rashmi Kalani, author of the new book, The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart. So this is Christina. So glad to have you here today for this show, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Christina. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Christina.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.